I find it very interesting at the moment when people say we're all in this together. Now, I'm not going to unload on people who are trying to encourage people to vaccinate or stay home or anything like that. I'm more interested in the state of the SA economy. Pardon the pun. See what I did there? State economy? No. Okay, sorry. Because there's an interesting situation unfolding with debt and deficit in South Australia. You can't get the tourists into South Australia at the moment, which means the economy takes a hit because we're very big on tourism, not just on the Eyre Peninsula, but over the Murraylands and the South Coast and the Yorks and everywhere throughout South Australia. And then you've got Western Australia, who decide to lock everybody else out. They just posted a $5 billion surplus in their state budget, while every other state and territory is in deficit. That's not including the federal deficit. But according to WA Premier Mark McGowan, he's one of our favourites on Good Morning EP, apparently the GST model doesn't have to be rejigged, despite the fact that South Australia, even as a net recipient of GST revenue, still posts all these deficits. Now, it's one thing for WA to say, oh, yeah, but the mining royalties are theirs, which, okay, that's the way the system works. But when you're posting $5 billion surpluses in the middle of a pandemic, I'm not quite sure that the other states, such as South Australia, are really getting what is truly a fair share. Now, apparently, we're all in this together, as we're always reminded. But if this is what WA and Mark McGowan think about being economically all in this together, I'd really love to see what he thinks when he declares every man for himself. All we're asking is for our fair share.